RX. Ferrari, Corvette, BMW, Stradivarius, Amati, Guarneri. When Manfred Honeck is at the wheel in Heinz Hall, it's a ride in a fast machine with the Pittsburgh Symphony and John Adams. Jim Cunningham, backseat driver. It's a gala night with Joshua Bell playing the Tchaikovsky Concerto.
There's no other concerto that has this level of excitement and energy. I can't think of another one. That's why the audiences love it, but the musicians love it too.
Tchaikovsky and classical greatest hits, The Moldau by Smetana, Verdi's Nabucco Overture, and Jesse Montgomery's Starburst. Driving in Pittsburgh can be more challenging because you must often cross a bridge. It's said there are more bridges in Pittsburgh than Venice. Welcome to the Symphony of Bridges Gala, made possible by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is also made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The Pittsburgh Symphony gave the world premiere of Short Ride in a Fast Machine by John Adams at the Great Woods Festival in Massachusetts. It was opening night for the new facility, with Michael Tilson Thomas conducting. It was a hot summer day in July of 1986, with construction delays requiring the asphalt for the parking lots to be rolled out during the morning rehearsal. 20 years after the premiere, Short Ride in a Fast Machine was in the top 10 of the most performed classical pieces in America. The woodblock starts the motion, and it's a challenge to keep it together, but Manfred Honeck has the pedal to the metal. Here's the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Short Ride in a Fast Machine. Music by John Adams with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The world premiere at the Great Woods Festival took place on June 13, 1986 with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Having survived a car cruise, the Pittsburgh Symphony goes rolling on the river with the Moldau from Beidrich Smetana. Mavlost from My Fatherland is next. Here's Manfred Honeck to introduce our music for a river cruise.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. It is so wonderful to see you, all of you, and I'm so happy that you are here with us tonight to celebrate the start of our season. We have just returned from our fantastic European tour, and I can't tell you just how proud you should be of this incredible orchestra and the outstanding concerts that they performed for the world. But as the saying goes, there is truly no place like home. And it is with great joy that we have returned now to Pittsburgh. We have actually planned a special program for you tonight to showcase the glorious sounds of this orchestra with all of our members together on the Heinz Hall stage. We have chosen some of our most beloved pieces to share with you. We are also so excited to welcome back one of our favorite soloists and dear, dear friends, the great American violinist, Joshua Bell. As tonight is called Symphony of Bridges, we turn now to some water music. Let's continue our musical celebration with one of the most famous pieces dedicated to a great river, the Moldau by Beidrich Smetana. Inspired by Smetana's own deep love of his homeland, this is a beautiful musical picture of the magical Moldau as it flows through the Bohemian forest across the Czech countryside and into the city of Prague. Enjoy Moldau from Beidrich Smetana.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Moldau by Vedrick Smetana from Ma Vlast, My Fatherland. Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You can take a Viking River cruise on the Moldau or choose from many 1 hour or more sailings in Prague. You'll see the Prague Castle and the Charles River Bridge. We're back on shore near the Allegheny at Heinz Hall for a gala. Here is Manfred Honeck to introduce Starburst by Jesse Montgomery.
And our next work on the program carries us forward to today and celebrates one of the most gifted composers writing today, the American composer Jesse Montgomery. At the age of only 40 years old, her vibrant and inventive musical language and style have caught the attention of the entire music world. We have been so fortunate to get to know both Jesse and her music over the past several seasons. And we look forward to welcoming her to Pittsburgh later this year when we present the premiere of her new work this June. We share with you now her dazzling showpiece, Starburst.
Starburst by Jesse Montgomery with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck conducted. Native New Yorker, violinist, composer, and music educator Jesse Montgomery began a 3-year term as composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony in July of 2021. The music you just heard, Starburst, was written in 2012. Jesse Montgomery is the recipient of the Leonard Bernstein Award from the ASCAP Foundation, and she has the Sphinx Medal of Excellence. Her Starburst has been performed hundreds of times around the music world, and her fame has risen like a rocket. She takes it in stride.
It's totally surprising and totally exciting and totally, you know, I mean, I'm thrilled. It feels like, you know, it and especially coming into this my residency in Chicago, like knowing that there is a sort of general support, you know, for my work through those performances is really encouraging and just, you know, helps me feel confident about the work that I have coming up and can just, everyone enjoys a little boost of of confidence and support. So, you know, it's a little scary because it's like, okay, well, you know, now what if I write a bad piece? I might, you know, it does happen. But knowing, you know, knowing the support is sort of like makes you feel, I feel a little more free to, you know, just continue to explore, continue to experiment, continue to let my work evolve how it's going to evolve. And knowing that, you know, that there is a lot of interest and, yeah, potential performances to grab onto in the future. Yeah. So, and I think one of the best things that's come out of that is new collaborations, new artists that I haven't worked with, either haven't worked with in a long time, and they, or artists that I've never worked with before who have become more interested in my work because of it having more play. Mm-hmm. And so that's been really great, and some really great collaborations have come out of that.
Jesse Montgomery at the Symphony of Bridges Gala with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony. Our bridges can be man-to-man as well as shore-to-shore. Verdi's Nabucco is next. The opera features the chorus, which became a huge hit for Verdi, Va Pensiero. Here we have Hebrews expressing their longing for lost freedom. The emotion was expressed at the premiere on March 9, 1842, at La Scala. Much of northern Italy was still ruled by the Austrian Habsburgs. The Italians longed to be free after 25 years of Austrian domination. The Overture to Nabucco by Giuseppe Verdi with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. the overture to Verdi's Nabucco with Manfred Honeck and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. 60 years after its premiere, the chorus Va Pensiero from the opera was sung by the crowds lining the streets for Verdi's funeral procession. There's a bit of freedom in the air at this concert after several years of pandemic worry. Remember that? I don't blame you for wanting to forget. It's the Symphony of Bridges Gala Celebration at Heinz Hall. Violinist Joshua Bell crosses the Fort Pitt Bridge to Heinz Hall in just a moment with a Tchaikovsky concerto. Stay tuned. Our program is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Valia Toranjo is the president and CEO. Mundo and Jacob Joyce, the assistant conductors. The concert is supported by the Spanos Group of Raymond James. Their business is people and their financial well-being, with decisions focused on the long term. 844-545-2259 or spanosgroup.com. Raymond James and Associates Incorporated. Member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC. The musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony support Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is distributed by PRX.